We're here talking about synthetic biology today and the projects that the different teams are doing for the iGEM competition. Could you describe for me, first of all, what synthetic biology is?
Synthetic biology is putting a new spin on kind of an old idea. We've been learning a lot for the past couple years about biology. And what synthetic biology wants to do that most biology doesn't is start building things with biology. Biology usually focuses on breaking down systems to see how they work. And synthetic biologists want to learn about biology by putting those same parts back together in new ways.
Now, your project with your team from the University of Alberta, you're actually building a toolkit. What is this?
It's so much a toolkit as an educational kit. I think the best example is something like Lego. You've got a bunch of parts. You're putting them together so that you can understand how they work. And we're approaching it at the high school level so that high school students can learn a bit more about how biology works.
Why bother?
The reason why we chose high school students is because we feel that synthetic biology has a lot of applications in the world. And part of understanding how those applications can be important in the future is about educating people so that they can make decisions about them. I mean, today's high school students are future leaders, they're future scientists, and they'll have to make decisions about synthetic biology. And what we're doing is giving them a framework to develop their understanding and also a little bit of something exciting so they can learn a little bit and have a little bit of fun with it.
What are you calling your kit?
Genomicon.
And what have you had to do then to put this together that makes it different from sort of any other educational kit that might go to students?
There's a couple of kits already out there. They tend to be a little bit limited. So as students might get to see something growing bacteria, they actually haven't assembled the DNA themselves, which is one of the aspects that we're going for. So we're giving students a lot of control on what they can put in the cells and a lot of interesting things that they can combine to make constructs and bacteria do interesting things.
What are some of the cool things that bacteria can do that would be in this kit?
We're still in the early stages, but one of the cool things is getting them to appear a certain color, like red or green, or maybe having them fluoresce a different color, that kind of thing.
Now, in your presentation, you talked about the time it takes in order for some of these changes to take place, and you've actually made an innovation in that area. What is it?
We realize that at the high school level, you don't often have weeks or months to learn something, because there's a lot of areas of science that you need to cover. So we wanted to assemble pieces of DNA faster, and that's one of the things that we've been looking at, getting pieces of DNA together in the time span of minutes rather than weeks, which is what the current synthetic biology protocol that we're following, the BioBrick protocol, takes. So that usually takes hours or days to assemble things.
And what do you call yours?
The original assembly method was called the BioBite assembly method. And that's what we've been building our modified, I guess, assembly method off of from last year.
Now, that seems like a pretty big step forward. How does the BioBite work?
The BioBite works by having two different types of ends, which only anneal to one another. And those ends can be added in alternation. And as you do that, you can control the way they are added. And by also securing one side to an anchor, you can control the number that get added and that they're on the right side. It's a little bit complicated to explain, but it's definitely an innovation.
Now, are there things that you have to do in order to make this kit appropriate for a high school level? What about concerns over safety?
Safety was a big thing going into this project. And the way we've approached that is we've made a decision not to use things that we don't know that are safe. So everything that we use is something that's been around for ages. So the strain that we're using is in labs worldwide. It's used by university students in almost every grade. So first-year students will be doing the same kinds of things that high school students will be doing. And we also, from the gene point of view, is that we control what genes are being sent out. So obviously we choose genes that are also highly experimented on, highly safe, and are proven effective. I think people always wonder if we're incorporating anything new, and it's not anything new per se from a safety perspective. It's all things that are well documented in labs all the time.
Now, you're targeting this at high school students in order to make them more aware of synthetic biology and how they might become a part of this in the future. But are there other applications, other markets for this kit?
Certainly some of the things like the assembly method can be ported over to even research labs. And that's something that has been come up. But in terms of our focus as a group right now, we're focusing totally on iGEM. So we're focusing on the high school students themselves. I guess we're not actively pursuing some of those ideas, but we're definitely keeping those doors open for the future.
With your presentation today before the judges, what are some of the things that you've drawn from what they have said to you about what you need to overcome in order to prepare for the real competition in a few weeks?
There's definitely a couple of things that we're looking at, developing some of the things that are a little bit underdeveloped right now, assembling some more parts, and making sure that the assembly method is totally up to date.
What does this mean to you? Like, why are you involved in this?
Synthetic biology is a really interesting field. I think when I think of synthetic biology, I think of my experiences as a kid playing with toys and learning how things worked. And that same excitement comes over to me now in synthetic biology, being able to actually make things that I want to make, things that are really cool. And that's part of the excitement that makes me want to do iGEM.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Great. Thank you.